Hi there, and welcome to my podcast. My name is Lorna McFadden, and this is a part of my 3240 PIPD program for June 2016. First of all, let me tell you how excited I am to be doing this. I discovered podcasts a few years back when I was getting tired of listening to music on my daily walks and hikes, and not even sure how I stumbled upon them, but I did, and I never looked back. So I was always a little resistant to media type instruction, probably because I didn't understand it. But now that I'm knee deep in the program, I really love all the avenues that media and technology has to offer and the benefits that I'm discovering from it. So I decided to focus this podcast on the benefits that technology has on teaching and learning. I feel a bit old school when it comes to education, since I was never really exposed to technology in the class other than, you know, overhead projection. So the article that I found and that I'm focusing on is The 5 Positive Effects Technology Has on Teaching and Learning. And this is from a WordPress blog called Kurzweil Education. It was posted on February 12, 2015 by the Kurzweil blog team. And it has a lot of really good up-to-date information, webinars, articles, just very interesting. So this is the one that I'm going to be talking about, since I find technology very motivating and I wanted to focus on the positive aspects using technology and what it does for us as teachers and for our students. So they have listed the 5 positive effects that using technology has on our teaching and learning. And the first one they talk about was technology used as a supplemental teaching tool. And what they've said about this is that using tablets, apps, videos, interactive whiteboards, it can be using learning tools for students and teachers. And 3/4 of the teachers surveyed expressed a positive opinion of educational technology and how it assists them in reinforcing and expanding their content. So number 2, it's motivating for students to learn. And I can totally relate to this. I find that using my devices that are so easy and accessible to all types of information, really at the tips of your fingers. They explain in the article how students are more stimulated and apt to learn when they can interact with these hands-on learning tools. And they describe it as the ultimate carrot for students, as something that they want to master, as learning to use it enhances their self-esteem. So this type of technology in the classroom really allows the students to take greater control of their education, because tools like the tablets and the laptops, it really encourages that interactive hands-on learning. So number 3, students can learn at their own pace. And this really reinforces that each student is an individual and learns at their own pace. This makes it comfortable for them and allows them to retain the necessary information. And they show as an example here that in classroom lessons or activities on laptops and tablets, what it does is it allows students to read direction, process the information, and complete the work at their own pace. It also helps free up the teacher's time so they can give the students who may need that extra guidance or assistance the additional help that they require. So number 4, additional resources for students. And here they're talking about education apps, search engines, videos, portable technologies, interactive activities, and what this does, it would provide students with an almost endless supply of information and resources, and use of these educational technologies, including to but not limited to, the tools, really it supports a 24/7 learning. And they talk about online lesson plans, the educational apps, interactive games, online video and graphics, and also accessing the books and articles with their tablets and e-readers. So, you know, in relation to this, you know, I love YouTube for research and listening to podcasts. You know, it really allows for a lot of multitasking to go on, and really it just adds another dimension to receiving the information and processing it. And number 5, it prepares children for the future, but not only children, but students and teachers in general. Regardless of the age, having technology in the classroom keeps people updated. They talk about how over the years the technology has evolved so much, and I mean it's only going to move forward, you know, very quickly from here. So, you know, these changes should be parallel with the teacher's lesson plans and learning techniques of kids in the classroom. So a part of this article, at the end, you know, after these positive positive effects from the technology, they also ask a list of questions to ask yourself what types of technology you want to use in your classroom. So they ask, you know, why you want to use the technology and what impact it will have on the teaching and learning, what tools and technologies will actually contribute to deep learning in the classroom, and how can you let students learn with technology the way that they already live with their technology. So, you know, some really good points here in this article, and it's something that we're just going to have to keep reminding ourselves for when we kind of forget, you know, the forest for the trees, and we get caught up in what we do. We can't let, you know, we can't forget what the technology and the positive benefits that it's there for us. And I know I have so much more to learn with this type of integration. I still have not embraced it completely, but with time and small doses, I look forward to transitioning. So thank you. This concludes my podcast, and I hope you found this helpful.